Okay, last week we started the melacha of tseveya, which is coloring, dyeing. Even if it's temporary, it's still rabbinically forbidden. We'll get to sun tanning in a second. Now, so basically it's forbidden to, even if something's painted already, but to add more color to it, to make it a stronger color, it's also forbidden. Dyeing material is forbidden on Shabbos. Any material, with wigs, leather, hair, and all that. You're not allowed to produce dyes and things like that on Shabbos. Okay, last week we didn't finish. We started. Now we learned that if you make Kiddush and you have a napkin or something, even though you're wiping your hands on the napkin and you're going to cause the napkin to become colored, it's not an issue because it's you're ruining the napkin, basically, and you're going to have to throw it out. There's an interesting machlekes in contemporary halacha. Does that apply also? We just started touching it last time. Does that also apply to cloth napkins? So some poskim hold, no, cloth napkin, you're making dirty, so, it's not a problem of tzevei, you're ruining it. Some poskim say because it's cloth, it's still rabbinically forbidden. So therefore, the way the paskin is, it's preferred to be machmir, not to use cloth napkins on Shabbos, especially if you're going to end up being coloring it. But as you notice, all the caterers, anytime there's a catered event on Shabbos, they also have cloth napkins. They're right, if you need to, you could be makel. But again, if somebody could avoid using cloth napkins on Shabbos and instead use paper napkins or paper towel, whatever, that you throw out right away and your mom is ruining it, so then for sure it's allowed, it's the best way of doing it. Same thing would apply. We're going to get to food in a second. Now, disposable things, like we said, napkins, diapers, I mean, there's not an issue making them dirty because, again, you're ruining it's disposable, you're not coloring, nobody's going to say, I colored the napkin. I mean, you got it dirty. Okay, now, when it comes to food, okay, so Mepharshim, there's an issue like this. There's a rule in the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch, Ein Tzviya Ba'ichlin. When it comes to food, there's no concept of coloring. Even that, there's a machlekes. Some poskim hold that in water there is coloring by food. But we don't poskim like that. Clearly, we don't poskim like that. Alter Rebbe doesn't, clearly poskim is not like that. And basically, you're allowed to make food colored. Now what happens though, if you're not making any, you're not adding any taste to it, you're just making it a color, so then there are some people that want to be machmir, lepel, you could be makel in that also, that end, because anything that has to do with food is not considered coloring. Therefore, you're allowed to make tea on Shabbos, you're allowed to make coffee on Shabbos. You can make, I'm not advertising the brand, it's not kosher, Kool-Aid. I mean, all these types of powdered drinks that you mix into water, you're coloring it, it's not a problem. One second. If somebody is not doing it for food, for instance, you have a, you know, they have these decanters that you put, you make color, different colored things just to make colored water on Shabbos, not for food, just for decorative purposes, that you wouldn't be allowed to do because then you're not coloring it for food, you're coloring it for decorative purposes. So there's an issue, we started mentioning this last time, that what happens if somebody wants to use red wine? But they want to use white wine, but it's better to use red wine. So they want to make the wine a little bit red. So there are poskim that say you shouldn't add red wine to the white wine because you're not doing it for the taste, you're doing it just for the color. But again, most poskim say you're allowed to do it. Even according to those poskim, if you want to do it, then you add first the red wine at the bottom a little bit. And then when you add that, then you're for sure not adding color, you're not coloring it. Because then you're adding it for the taste of the wine that you're adding. So then for sure is not good. But even otherwise, you would be allowed to do it. What? What were you asking about food?
On Yom Tov Pesach, are you allowed to just take a cup of water and add some wine to it? Teach the kids how like the water right?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. This is all food. It's not any different than making coffee, tea.
No, but he said just to demonstrate that the water turned into blood.
And you're going to drink it or not drink it? No, ideally you should drink it.
Please.
Just drink it a little bit. All you have to do is drink a drop of it. And tell the kids you're not drinking blood. Kids shouldn't think you're drinking blood.
Based on this, you can't do frosting and color frosting for a kid.
Why? Well, there's other issues with frosting, but I'm saying coloring is not a problem. It's food.
Because the only reason you're doing this...
No, but your taste of frosting also is there for taste. It's not stam. If somebody wants to dip challah into wine, or they want to put ketchup on challah, or peanut butter, I mean, whatever, all these things, even though you're coloring it, it's not an issue because... Yeah, whatever it is. And bottom line is you're not allowed to do it. Okay. Now, practical things. So, basically, painting things you can't do. Cosmetics. Again, it's an issue with Shabbos. You're coloring your face, you're coloring your nails, you're coloring your eyes, you're coloring whatever else you cover coloring. That is technically a Shailan Shabbos because, again, you're coloring it. Besides, the other problem, if you have stick lipstick, then it's another thing of smoothing, which is mamareach or mamachek. That's another issue. But, again, we learned last time that even if it lasts for 24 hours, according to many opinions, it's called permanent. Permanent doesn't mean for a million years. Permanent means, according to many people, if it's lasting for 24 hours, for the Shabbos itself, it's fine. 1 second. Now, coloring human skin is permitted biblically but rabbinically forbidden. Now, the interesting shilat that they ask, why did you say this?
It's not fine. You said it's fine. Permanent is fine?
No, permanent is not fine.
It's not fine.
I'm saying it's not...
When?
On Shabbos.
On Shabbos you can't permanently.
Shabbos, I'm saying. But for instance, they have...
Sorry, I didn't get it. Can a woman do makeup on Shabbat?
No. Halacha cleanup. Now, there's an interesting tshuva to Meish about the photogray lenses.
Yeah.
Outside, they're dark. They walk in, then become lighter. Then back out, you know, back and forth. So he writes, that's definitely not a problem. It's definitely not a problem because it's not changing color. It's a thing that makes it darker, but it's again, it's just covering it. It's not making it lighter or darker, whatever. They checked into it scientifically. It's not changing it. Yeah, and then there's another, for instance, taking a suntan. Okay? But some people say, you're allowed to take a suntan on Shabbos. Some poskim hold you're not allowed to take a suntan on Shabbos. But if you're not officially trying to get a suntan, you just want to lay in the sun, you know, because it's warm and nice, healthy, vitamin C.
You want to get vitamin D.
Vitamin C, vitamin D, whatever it is. So then you're for sure allowed to, because he's not intending to color his skin. Just to sit in the sun with the intent of getting a suntan, again, it's a machlek. Some say yes, some say no. There's another one thing. There's another, by the way, this comes up, this is a medical shaila, and there's a big discussion in Aloha about it. So if somebody, God forbid, has it, they need to know. Sometimes you need to test your urine to see if there's something with it. Huh?
If you're pregnant?
See if you're pregnant, or it might be other things. So now the shaila is, when you have this stick that when you urinate on it and then it turns into color, different colors, that could be questionable on Shabbos if you're allowed to do it. I'm not saying you're not allowed to, but it's questionable. What they write, the best thing is to have the urine not go directly onto the stick, but it goes a little bit off the stick and then falls onto the stick. So then it's indirect. You're not directly putting it onto the stick. But if somebody, for whatever reason, needs to do it, they're allowed to, they have to ask a shaila about doing it.
Oh,
I'm coming that right now. Right, mamish right now. So now the shaila is, they have the toilet deodorizers, they're called. You know, you put in that thing in the toilet, every time you flush, it turns blue.
Yeah.
And then, you know, whatever. officially supposed to clean it. So the poskim write, you're not allowed to use them on Shabbos because you're coloring the toilet. It's not food, obviously, and you're coloring the toilet. So if they don't change color, let's say if you have a clear one, because now it's supposed to clean and deodorize it. Not only to turn it blue, but it also deodorizes it. So right, if you have a clear one, then there's for sure not a problem with it because you're just cleaning the toilet. It's not, you're not coloring anything. But if they're right, cannot be used on Shabbos. Therefore, they're right. You should try, if you have it in the toilet, take it out before Shabbos. If not, take it out on Shabbos. And what happens if you're in a situation, you're in a bathroom, that this is it. So they're right, it's not a problem. You can rely on the poskim that permit it. Because there are poskim that permit it. So therefore, it's not... okay. Yeah. What? Can she drive a car on Shabbos the first week?
No, I'm saying, and talking about like, makeup that's not permanent, that's basically it's a
leading
to
your kipper.
What's the question?
To wash your face.
He's asking me, can a kala for the first week still has to look good? So is she allowed to, afterwards it doesn't matter. Shonar by Yom Kippur, it says 30 days. A kala 30 days allowed to wash her face in Yom Kippur. But that's not the severity of this issue. No, she can't.
Right.
Yeah.
So if a woman puts on like a blush, the powdered blush, and it's 24 hours, but she's not going to use it for 24 hours. If it's Shabbos morning, she'll wash it off at night when she goes to bed once it's Shabbos. It's not meant to stay for 24 hours.
It does. It's rabbinically forbidden. Temporary coloring is still forbidden rabbinically. They have what's called, and it's an extremely big controversy. Rabbi Blumenkrantz, all of a shalom, came out with Shabbos makeup.
Yeah.
And basically, it's powder, not lipstick. It's different powders that officially there's no oil base to it, so it doesn't stick to the skin, so it's not really coloring the skin. It's like taking something red and putting on my, taking a red cloth and putting on my face. But everybody disagrees with him. Everybody disagrees with him. And they're right, even it's no oil base. It stays on the face. It's not that you're holding something. It stays on the face. You're coloring the face. It's not I'm taking a red cloth and putting it on my face. I'm not coloring the face. I'm covering it. But then nobody's matter it today. I mean,
what is temporary, what is permanent?
By coloring, we said 30.
It
depends.
Each
a person lives 120 years. Is that permanent or temporary?
Temporary.
Not true.
Permanent. Back.
Not true.
Coming back again.
No. There's a very interesting shaila. You need to have by tefillin what's called the kesher, the knot of the tefillin. Now, logically, a knot has to be a permanent knot. Permanent knot. Kesher Shokayama, otherwise it's not a real kesher. So there's an Avanezer that says that if you change, let's say you use somebody else's tefillin, and it's too big or too small, and you change the knot, and then put it back, it's no good. Because it's not a permanent knot. Why isn't it a permanent knot? Because you're changing it back after you finish using the tefillin. And the Rebbe has a whole letter about it, sikh about it, it's printed in Minhagim and all over the place. That the Rebbe proves that it's not true, because if you're doing something up betrayed even once, it's called permanent. And the proof is, by the Mishkan, when the Jews traveled in the desert and they had the Mishkan, so there was sometimes the Mishkan was there for a day, sometimes the Mishkan was there for 30 years, I mean, there are, different amount of times. But he says, because it's al pi Hashem yachanu, al pi Hashem yiso, because Hashem told him to travel, Hashem told him camp, so that became a permanency. So mitzvahs make things permanent. So the life of a Jew is permanent, because a Jew is living Torah life. So therefore, the life is permanent. Now, as far as everything else is concerned, it's basically relative. When it comes to coloring on Shabbos, most poskim say within 24, if it lasts for 24 hours, it's called permanent. But then it's biblically forbidden. Now, rabbinically, is even less, obviously, because chomer gzeira, you might, if you do it not permanent, you'll end up doing it permanently. So that's the issue that needs to be dealt with. But even the temporary, what's called the Shabbos makeup, everybody says you're not allowed to use.
Sure.